Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And of course, we will hear from your host in a matter of minutes. And let's give you some music to get you going right here in the voice of Barbados for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Barry Chandler, reach out and touch me. Well, there you go, Barry Chandler there for you. A piece and a half. Sluggy, good evening to you, sir. Are you with me?
Manners, I respect. That boy can sing, yeah.
Yes, indeed he can. I had to spin it twice there for you.
That boy got that boy blessed, boy. He's talented.
Hello?
People know Barry Chandler, half of a twin, Barry and Bruce Chandler, and together they both won the Road March. I think them is probably the only twin. I don't know if it's the only brothers that ran Road March together. It was already good in my archives in my brain, but I can't think of any other brothers that sing for the same song Road March together.
No, you're not Marvin. Turn it off.
Right, not in Barbados. No, you know, Marvin Bratton in place. Well, move it to the left and the name of the song, back to the right, then you can't go wrong. Yeah. But he's in Legend of Marvin. It's, yeah, then the great to Bruce and Barry is different. Because Bruce and Barry were in Royal March, but this strong point was really that soul singing and this same thing. So always there. But it's just that Dwayne was always the man from maybe the small Dwayne, always like Caribbean music bad. He liked Caribbean music with a flair. Now, if you check Flames, we can play Flames. And if you check Flames and listen to Flames, you can hear the flair in Flames. It's Caribbean, but it's still a song that could play anywhere. So, Bruce and Barry was different, man. Barry being part of Mark by himself. Master trained out with a remix with Dexter Garrison. Remember that year? Doing every single gig all over. And it's a beautiful thing being a twin, and they're able to mimic each other's voices. And that was another thing that had Barbados full. So I guess that was the story and much bigger. But eventually, one of these days, Dwayne, you know, we got to do the story. It got to be a book or got to sit down and tell all. But the story ain't incredible because two brothers that was so good. Everybody know Barry was the showman, but if Bruce wanted to, Bruce could do exactly what Barry could do, and you would never tell. You would never hear a difference. You would never see the difference. It was that good.
You need to tell the people what we do. That's remarkable. You need to tell the people what we did that year in New York, in
America?
The U.S.
You can say that on air. Beard Rhythm and Rhyme, man. Good evening to all my listeners, all my people in Beards, St. George, all my people in Gore Hill, Silver Hill, everyone locked on, Jackson, Black Rock, St. Thomas. Good evening back to all my people. First, manners and respect. You know, pure love to everybody. Got to address, get my manners. You know, we always get exclusives for Beard Rhythm and Rhyme, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, hear this one.
I'm listening with all ears.
Remember, I'm sure you would remember the year Bruce and Barry, the year Jabe won the Road March and Party Monarch and everything. You should remember the year with Flames and Barry and Party Monarch. I think that's one of the final years of the East Coast. That means East Coast is sweet. All right, so the song.
Was that 2006 somewhere down there?
2007, yeah. 2007. Mm. 7 or 6, man?
2007. 2005.
5? Okay.
2000.
Okay,
yeah, right, go ahead.
All right. Good, so as everybody know, the song Tech Off, a big remix of Dexter, the song blew up big. So these people, one in New York, another one somewhere in Florida, want Flames, want Barry Chandler, you know, the one in Party Monarch King. Because you know, people ain't know, because it's still in catch on that this identical twin yet. Because Barry sang his song by himself at Party Monarch and did great, really win. So, you know what I mean? He did perfect. Good. So people are still saying about thinking that money well is Barry Chandler. So get booked for a gig for Barry Chandler in two different places. You know, they want Barry and they want that energy and they want, then they see me coming down, they want that vibe in the party. And Barry was in New York and Barry was in Florida. And people never ever knew the difference. That's how identical and close it was. And both people said, my God, we love it. Even if Dwayne tell them, you know, even if Dwayne say after, them in care, them in know, but them have Barry. Dwayne telling lies. If Dwayne like, no, I tell them when they both of them want the romance together, but they are identical twin and sound the same, but they don't sound the same, but they can sound the same when they feel like. So, it was, yes, it's a twin. So, you got Bruce and Barry. So, it's not just a Barry. Because, you know, some people still thinking that there's a Barry. So people like, they can't believe it. So that way, I'm doing this to see this on air. Cause to know the people then believe it. No, that's Barry, but that's not true. He's not identical. No, it can't be that. At that time, no, it didn't blow up yet. There's a twin yet. So them still know This, we had no thought to Barry, but Barry thought that how Barry thought. You know what I mean? They're so close, identical. And that is amazing. We've got enough twins that do things in BAME. We've got enough brothers that do things, but I don't think we should peak together. Like, twin brothers, Winnie Road March, one Winnie Park Monarch, and touring the world. I don't think that was done before in BAME. And the fact that they could be, that Barry could be two different places at once, and both promoters, like, totally satisfied. Like, Dwayne probably ain't get them gigs no more because when the gigs done. But then the gigs was there for Barry forever. People was real pleased that how good both of them was equally. But at the time I thought Dwayne was nuts because I could hear it. But nobody can hear it. I thought even them could even trick family. You know what I mean? Only probably boy in family probably can't trick his cherish. But they can trick their family because I've seen it before. The family think, hey, no, I'm not too good when they can't trick me and get tricked. I don't know. It's that talented. I was those top cricketers too, because we're the cricketer too, silly, so those top cricketers too, from small.
You included that bunch?
More paper Barbados. Huh?
I was asking if you were included in that bunch, top cricketers.
No, I said they were top cricketers.
Oh, they were. Okay.
Yeah.
I get a cricketer fan.
Listen, it's great. Don't worry. Listen, we have something in the Musicians Premier League. This is COVID-19 stop us now. But we challenge Starcom, so you don't worry. And we challenge immigration also.
Oh, very well.
So one way or the other, make sure that we're getting at you.
Fair enough.
I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I just let you know now. We challenge both Starcom and immigration to make sure that we get at you. Lori Worrell, come on show, Dr. Stefan Walker, them is the two captains, them is who's run things, and your friend, Ishaka McNeil, don't know what's like the fancy fun. Ishaka McNeil is coming to about here, we got everything on Beijing rhythm and rhyme. Don't worry, peoples. Ishaka McNeil is coming, playing with the musicians, but really want immigration to win. Me no declare my hand, they want, I playing with the musicians. I play with the music. They declare me how I pretend so people get mixed. So I let me find that everybody know Sluggy playing with the musicians you want because Starcom. Ishaka is coming and love you and see so you can care about food.
Well, he wears many hats, so you'd expect that.
No, that's made deceitful. Not in a competition. You don't do that. That's made deceitful and you backing it up.
So you got to declare your hand early? I have to come down one side or the other?
But that's where the man is where you want the man to lose his job the Monday morning.
Ishaka?
Uh-huh.
I'm quite sure he will give a performance.
He can lose either way, because when we done with Ishaka doing, when we done with he can lose his job still. So either way, his job's gone. he come out pretty silly. Come out pretty want Barry to say here this too.
He up produce?
And he come out, listen, he come out pretty good on video or Facebook too. I golf in the back. Ishaka come out pretty dressed down, look real good, technique, you know.
He looks like a cricketer.
Left hand, I talk properly, right hand near the middle, and he look comfortable, standing up, you know, straight.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, one ball, and man had it on life. Ishaka walk out slow, and he life full.
But that's all right.
So, whenever he done, CD, I need to be here and get a fair.
I hear you. Carry on with me. Go ahead.
Hey, Shaka, my ass off. Mr. Artist Liaison.
Mr. Artist?
What's on your hat, man? So, what's your title? What's your title?
What's your title?
Yeah. Besides Mr. Gazette.
JFP.
Huh?
JFP.
Well, that's true too. You're a big boy. So you're a big boy, boy. You know, sit down on. Yeah. Woo! Listen, so I announced it now, silly, let you know, no, because I want to hold a Barbados, no. I had a project. I was thinking, because you know, Dwayne mine always going wild and crazy. So thinking of is a whole. We could still help artists at this time, you know, without having to lean on government too heavy. Just, you know, just to maintain where we can put our heads together and help instead of looking for help, see what we could do ourselves. And it got sit on air. Thanks to Dwayne to come on board. come aboard in a major, major way. No one can talk about all the business and what you do exactly. We come aboard in a major way, and we got something great launching online. And we're going to be on IG for artists each week. We can have a Bajan sing-off. Every week, we can have a Bajan sing-off, and we got to sing a Bajan song or an original song, which is still a Bajan song, you understand? But a Bajan song or an original song. And hear this, Steely, hear this, and this is no joke and no bluffing.
Mm-hmm.
The winner each week is getting $500.
Wow.
Yes, $500.
Yep, that will go nowhere now, huh?
Compliments to National Culture Foundation.
Oh, shoot, thank you.
Yeah, spend that in there quick.
We call you that we're there for compliments. That we call you there for, because you know you can message up, because you know you can want again. Compliments the National Cultural Foundation. They got to thank National Cultural Foundation. Got to thank everyone on there, from Ms. Roberts Reefer to Andrea, to everyone at National Cultural Foundation. I really want to thank you for coming up with the time, Celia. You know, like, we on lockdown, on curfew, but they still find a way to help artists. And everybody knows it's talk straight, it's bash. It's find solutions too, but it's bash, it's be hard. So when they're giving them their credit, it gotta be equally as hard, if not really. I hope people know me to be. You understand? So it got a bigger National Cultural Foundation a million times for this, and I'm glad being said it, because it's secure, so that means they can talk about it on air. Once he say a good, they can't get in trouble. Compliments the National Cultural Foundation of Barbados each week for this Bajan sing-off, a Bajan song or an original song, silly. Each week, the winner is getting $500. No, bro. Like, none of you told being rich, but I don't know if you're rich, but being rich. You know, it's $500.
Not in the least.
Huh?
Yeah, that would go a long way indeed. Indeed.
Whoa. Bro, like that, like I can't commend him enough for it. That's being really like $500 a week. $500 would do a lot. Well, I would love that. If I'd love that. Like, if it wasn't doing what you're doing, they could just sing, I mean, $500. Because you see, they want these music, I mean, $500. You know what I mean? Like, that's great for anybody. $500? Yes, Barbie, it's $500. $500 a week. Bajan. You know what I mean? Stand home, sing off competition. Why, boy? You know you're staying home. I want a boy outside or in a tree. They want a boy from the pasta. You know, we're on quarantine. So you could think of this as a quarantine competition. You know what I mean? Who being in quarantine? Who doing it the best? So it's stand home, sing off competition. You could, anyone want to enter, you could just email bajansingoffcompetition@gmail.com. It's that easy. bajansingoffcompetition@gmail.com. So, but then all they get the prizes too, because Eden Lodge on board as well. He loves you for charitable trust. And I got to thank Mr. Grisette for that again. And Cost Cap Barbados Sealy. So enough people coming on board, coming through for Barbados. So we really got, I really think there's a moment where we could really feel proud. You understand? Like, we could really feel proud. Cost Cap come true. As well, so Cost Cap is on board. So not only I best mention the first place prize, because each week that is top prize, but it got enough other cash and prizes as well. You know what I mean? So it got big up Cost Cap for that as well. It have to thank Cost Cap. Cost Cap
and a nice recording contract
equally. Pardon me. End.
And a nice recording contract at the end.
Like, you hear that, CD? That's what we're talking about. That what we need. That we're talking about.
Jeffrey,
it got a bigger Cost Cap and the NCF equally. Go ahead.
And you can get a nice free song. So you can end up making money for the rest of the year.
Some money and a song. It got a bigger, yep. It got a tight Cost Cap equally for sure. Like, I'm really glad to come on board. And they're glad. And I see enough other people popping up too. Everybody know you got Bim's Got Talent, but you see a Bim's Got Talent pop up the other day. But I ain't calling people or anything, just tell them that your name already registered or whatever. The change is a Bim's Got Talent, and they got something going on too, so you got bigger. Then, you know, like, I just want these people, right, and there's something to show me, like, you know, you got friends to check you, they're saying to show me, like, if you're doing something that the boy doing, and enough other people start doing it, you never feel a way of offending. Call the more the merrier, especially with something tell truth. So the more people pushing Bajan music and art and talent, the merrier. And that's something Dwayne, and that's saying Dwayne show me. But when they talk to Dwayne, because let's be honest with Barbados, his idea is that Dwayne is bounced on me all the time. You know, Dwayne always saying, well, we got to move with the time. We got to keep up with the digital world, but we still got to be community. And them is two words that Dwayne is always talking about, balancing. So you just want to ask Dwayne, especially his capacity, especially as a music minor, want to ask Dwayne what is so important to do things like this, to got the online community and the community try to connect the two.
Because Sluggy, you realize that the young people and a lot of people are not tuning to the TV and to the news and on the newspaper and radio as they would back in the day.
Well,
everybody has a cell phone in their hand. Everybody has a cell phone in their hand. If the PUBG, you know, they're watching Instagram, you know, they're doing something on their phone, messaging or something. So we got to carry the things to the people where they're aware and where the audience is at the moment, right? Because people ain't got no traditional radio fusion boxes no more. They ain't got no radio sitting down in the office and things. People always on the cell phone. They got the earphones in the ear. They're doing something on the phone.
So,
you know, it's easier to carry it to the people where the audience is or where their entertainment lays, as opposed to trying to be dealing with the traditional media.
And right, it got bouncing off of that right. And there's something like I really, really got to talk to about in private too, but I see on air too. Sometimes we try to do it. And then lost the essence and it's get watered down. And then we look at the world, we can't compare. You know, it not mean we want to be like the world. We want to be different to them, but equally as great, right? Mm-hmm. So taking it to the people about that. But how you got these beers to take it to the people, but don't lose it? Because you know that's happening now. Like, in the names, in the person, I mean all of us in Barbados. I mean, like, people like you, because you're crazy, people like Paul, when they're crazy, so you're not that, like, trapped. But when you're watching it, management, when you're watching it, we talk about a lot. People just take it to the people and it's lose what it really is. How do you not do that? Because something is struggling with it as well. Something you've got to put back all the slug, you know, to come back. How do you not lose that, bro?
You got to be focused. So if you come with a plan, you got to be focused. And also, you can't got the same thing over and over again. You got to change the dynamics, tweak it a little as it belongs, so that it don't seem monotonous and the people don't get bored and then switch off. It got to be something new, creative, and all the time. Like, for instance, I always use Marshall, right? As a benchmark for music in the Caribbean, right? Marshall every year, right? He changed the thing. And you know what? I can say something now.
So Marshall is true. It's true.
Yes, and you can't eat macaroni alone. You either can eat macaroni with butter. You're going to do that macaroni for you today.
It's true.
It's a chicken.
It's true.
You're going to put some gravy. You cannot eat macaroni for you alone. And we can't just do soca music alone. Or we got to add something to it. We got to create something. We got to do something, different and innovative and exciting to keep the people there. I see artists I worked with for years, right? And this song was one of her songs that a lot of people didn't know about, right? And the other day here, I see these youngsters with this thing, and I hear, put your back in it. That's a weird, that's Denny's song, right? I toured with
this for
years, right?
But they didn't know, it's true. I see that Africa too, but young people, you know.
And young people didn't know that that is Denise tune that Denise had for years, and nobody work, a car work, and nobody really didn't pay any money. And a DJ approached her, right? And asked, I know what again. I mean, she commented, she Denise, that the man do the thing, right? Because you can tap into some audience that you never was into before, right? And a lot of people got this work thing and it's on TikTok or whatever they call it.
Yeah, correct.
The stuffing is
outside. It's TikTok.
Right? And that tune was a tune that Denise do ever since. I've presented it to you.
And it's right, though. You know what I mean? And it's still soca. So it ain't loose. It ain't sound like techno. No, it's still soca. It's still got the Caribbean essence, but on a different platform with a different crowd. I get you.
Mm-hmm.
I get you for real.
Mm-hmm.
You got to shout out Denise for that for sure. You know you work with Denise, that you girl. Got to show Dennis for sure. But I like that he did reach out and use it and she was willing. And she was willing to do it.
But I do know it's like when she got things like this, she's always calling me. Then what you think?
Yeah.
Right?
We're glad that you see her. It.
Right, because it's about carrying what you're carrying to the young people. Right, like in this with this pandemic and this thing with the COVID and all, I suggested to the powers that be. Right, I find the young people. Right, I find the young people now playing the online games like the FIFA. Right. Yeah, it's got all different kind of music in the background and
things. You know that. You's one of two people that you hear talk about that probably. I know that's a real good idea, though. You know that, though.
Yeah, I put in the we could get music or soccer music up on that too. That's royalties one.
And two, right. Even if you go up here, the advertising it worth it.
Exactly, and the youngsters home and they're playing this FIFA thing. And you could go on competition with the youngsters I met this town home. Because I see them live. As you know, Sluggy Boy Me just got with 3 or 4 games. Everybody from the games playing.
Yeah, so you will see, and they sing about the songs. And sing about the songs even when the game ain't playing.
Yes, and the sounds if you're playing in the background for the thing.
That's a good idea for music, yeah. That's a real good idea.
Real football, like if it's a real football game, the things look real official, real original. And then, so you know, it's got a big soccer song in the background when the man score a goal or something?
Yeah, for me, it's worth it. Working, you know, working, it'd be worth it, but and that's thinking. All you thinking, though, like, you know, that's not even original. You thinking a simple VS, but got a major impact, but I find that'd be still a skill door management. So that would show you might be easy for you to think that, but it ain't easy for everybody to think that and then get
approach the people. You gotta approach the people, and a lot of them things is the Caribbean people that be playing them things, and a lot of the Caribbean people familiar with soca music for the carnivals and different things. And we just gotta approach the people. So this is about approaching people, and you know when you used to manage Javier. You know that for a fact, right? 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock for the morning, I think. I call it all over the place, England, all kind of places. You think that the band used to get work because people would just listen to Robert and hear what Javier wanted. I used to pick up the phone and call all about and beg for
them
to send me music into different places.
Go to the people. I like that approach too. Go to the people. Wherever the people are, you go there.
You remember I told them they cast and push ink and all kind of thing down there, we?
Yeah. And then Big Tar got bigger after that, too. But even though I'm...
Harrisville and Miguel Boyd and them. You know,
but I'm getting to spiritual, right? But I'm getting spiritual, but even if you read but what I was saying, Jesus used to do. Jesus wants to spread the word and spread the gospel. That's what Jesus used to do. Go to the people. Where the people are, you go. Can't preach the trees.
Yeah, that's what
we're doing. So that's deeper than you really think. When you really study it, especially when it comes to culture, because that's going on from playing memorial out of there. You know where I'm from? But there's people that do it out of there. People are good to them.
Yeah, but Jehovah's is kind of place every Sunday, Saturday.
Right. And you can talk with your light, the near big, you can't. Jehovah's Witness in there and be around forever. Talk with your light. See a light about them. So that's a very, very good case in point. Them money, them culture, and then name, and then brand, and then imprint, they last forever. But then do they back to the people who ain't want here, ain't gonna want here, but who want here again come. I know they got a huge following. So you go respect
that. What we need to do is that we should wait till nobody come to me to ask about the music. Send it to them and look, this is one of our big soccer stars in the region, right? And these different kind of things. Because at the end of the day, it's getting the music out there and getting the music to different artists across the globe.
I like that. I love that approach.
Sony Sue's met the game, so, you know, they must be launching FIFA 21 or something now. I don't know if it's going to be delayed because of the corona or whatever.
Yeah.
FIFA 20 or whatever. But we could,
but, we could plan ahead too. So that's the regular. We could plan ahead too. We could still, if you want, 2023. Right. That's sure we get.
And then what we could even do, right, with the government center, we could even tell them, look, you know, it might sound small, but we could even, if it's Barbados that approach them, right, with the government, and then we could say to them, look, we would do a promotion with the FIFA. Anybody see something across the world, you can log in online and you can win an all expense vacation for a week to Barbados crop over 2022.
For the platform, like that. For the platform, yeah.
Right? I hope
you give up
something. And that is where BTMI money could be worth for spending. Because you know what's happening.
Yeah,
having it on the. Having to invest in those places. Where the people, right, watching, the people glued up, all people all over the world, millions of people all over the world be playing these games.
And people that might not be checking for soccer either with no check for it. Because we're hearing it all the time, you know how the brand is work. And you're playing the game, so you're concentrated on the game, you're enjoying the game. So whatever song player, you enjoy it too. Yeah, whatever song player is true, it's psychological. Once you're enjoying that game, whatever song playing, even if you hit it at first, because it happened to me enough times. Watching men play a game, song for it, she's nonsense, and then afterwards, he whole singing song all the time. I know he's song word for word. I don't realize when he realize it. What the hell?
The psychological thing, because the more time you play the song, it becomes in your psyche.
Yeah. Boy. I love that. Go over the people are. So that's. That's the approach we're taking. So that's why we're doing this. Stay home, sing off competition. That we got a bigger dream, bigger Eden Lodge. I got a big up, the NCF, the National Culture Foundation. I thank you very much. And I'm glad that doing my friend. So you know things will not happen. You know, you got big friends in big places, CV, and they got a big friend.
Apparently,
I don't know how big.
Apparently, you do.
Go ahead,
Dwayne. Correct that, me here.
He always trying to give me more props than I got. I am a little
fish
needle in this big haystack. Sometimes I being real and I being honest, right? I just have the ideas. I just give them to them. They don't take them. And then I got other people in Trinidad and St. Kitts and things that steady ideas and it just work. So don't let him sell me.
Listen, right.
Than it is.
Listen, right.
It's a little
listen, right. If,
small
if
fish.
Not for you, if not for you, what you're doing, I won't be doing. If not for you, I'm getting what you're getting. So for sure, if an ankle, if you do a tech credit, that means that I get me luck and I get me luck. It's being real. They know how this industry is. We know how business is. And not to
be doing it. For somebody to be doing it to get a credit, I do a lot. You know how much people I feed in Barbados when the days come, Sluggy. And I don't want a credit because I don't do it.
That's because of my love for people. But watch it, right? See that conversation, too? That's a conversation we can have on one of our sister stations, too. because this and this you do for more than 15 years, and never see you do a picture or a video. But that's another conversation, you understand? We won't get away from music. But I'm glad that you come on board with this project. I'm glad you're doing this project with me. And I'm glad Barris get benefit. And thanks, the NCF. $500 a week for the winner CD. And if you got to say that again, I can't say that enough. $500 each week for the winner. Just email.
Economic terms are like $5 million.
Yeah, so just email beagentsingoffcompetition@gmail.com. Easy. beagentsingoffcompetition@gmail.com. Or when it could WhatsApp me, 236-3534. Sing a beagent song. If you play a trumpet or saxophone too, and you don't want to sing, you want to play a beagent song, play it too and send in your video. Send
so get your let them video. Know when it starts, because a lot of people smackaroos. A lot of people have been asking when the competition, when it actually starting. So you need to let them know when it actually starting.
So, Wednesday. But all know it's starting advertising from now, as we can hear. So it's taking the videos from now. Wednesday is when videos starting to go up. I got to thank National Cultural Foundation and Cost Cap Barbados, and I want Cost Cap to continue fighting for us, for the artists. And I have to big up Starcom, who give me a platform to do God's work. You know what I mean? I don't have to be in a I don't necessarily get to be in a church every Sunday. But he's got to come on Starcom every Saturday, and he's got to do the Lord's work, and that's doing good. Because they see my big friends that sit in my big, do good, and they see a name, and all know he ain't want a credit, and they love that. And they just being real, I like people like that. No, I want a credit, I like that. You understand? You ain't trying to be Michael Jackson. You understand? You're trying to be crazy. Like, and we need more of that, especially in the culture. And these ideas you got for music, and entertainment music, okay, dog, bro, these ideas are phenomenal, you know what I mean? Glad to get to see them on here, because Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, we need to infiltrate all four corners of the earth, and we will, through the powers of Starcom. So, Dwayne, I want to thank you very much for taking my call and talking to this artist, Boyfriend Jackson. I really appreciate it. And maximum respect to Eden Lodge Youth and Charitable Trust. And before you go, you still, how is it going to affect you doing your programs this year?
No, because obviously all I know, it's like people calling me to help them with food stuff and vouchers.
Wait,
and stuff
mean,
like that.
You mean like breakfast program and feed every trade program and back school and all that? You still get to do them?
We still got to do them, because and it's going to be more people coming and asking for help because of the massive layoffs and people in working, and we don't know what's going to happen.
But the corporate world, from the corporate world to in effect, the corporate world,
it's going to affect some of the corporate people, because some people, as they say, they're making no money, but
so they can't give as much.
But God is where in mysterious ways. And
when you still come from Board B, like, I respect you more if I came from Board B, because I know it had to be a little harder, obviously, for obvious reasons, but
what I did, as you know, right? I do not like our organization name to be called, because we don't give any money, because we be looking for money. I took my own personal, but as you know, my own personal funding. And yeah. I put into your thing, and I said I want it to call the charity name, because obviously we are youth-oriented.
And you don't like charity. You know, you don't like credit. You know you don't like it. Though you ask, well, you don't put DG sometimes as well.
Because at first, when you asked me, I said don't. And you asked me who name to use, because you know I said I done it personal. But you asked me who name to put.
And so we got to put it. You know, it's where you have to put it. You have to put it on.
I said put in a large youth.
Right, I can't do it. I know you don't like it, right? I know you don't like the credit, but I can't do it.
I always have this philosophy in life, right? Doing good does not mean that you are a good person, right? And because you're doing good, and you want your name to be called, meaning that you're doing it because you want to be recognized. You're not doing it for what the change that you're gonna affect in anybody's life, right? And that is what is important to me, right? Is the change that I can create in somebody's life. I don't have, you know, God know what I do, that person know what I do, right? The whole world don't have to know that I do or I give thing.
True.
Because if you do that, right, and you got everybody know what you do, that means you ain't doing anything because you just do it because you want the publicity or you want to be in the
do
paper.
It for you.
You know, I'm forced when we do the back to school stuff, right? I'm forced to do on Christmas, I'm forced to do a presentation or whatever because of one or two of my donors and sponsors. Want it for whatever magazine or want it for their own
but you know,
purpose.
You got to get mileage. You got to get mileage.
And I'm forced to do it, right? But if you know how that has hurt me, vulnerable people.
So you don't come early neither, because you don't come early. You just come real late to an all kind of thing. Thing that going on, all kind of thing.
Right? So it hurt me to have to God do that, to expose people that and use people vulnerability to score points.
That'd be the thing.
I don't like that.
That was pushed for artists too, because you know the position artists be in, and these conversations obviously we had off here, but we know the position artists be in, like an artist were dead, and you got a whole benefit concert to bury them and all kind of things. So these know the vulnerable state artists be in, but some of the artists be too proud. So that was glad when you come up with ideas to help.
No, I come up with an idea, ready? I come up with an idea. I come up with an idea. We had an initial conversation and then it happened, right? You know, get insurance. We need to treat this entertainment industry, $1 billion industry, as business.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I spoke to an insurance company already that was willing to like offer to the artist insurance so that if the tech sick, they get some insurance. When they get old, right, they got a little pension. These things are things that the artist should be investing in. And the artist, it could be a little $25 when the week come, right? You know, you need to sit down with the artist and talk to them. They're putting something, right? Why a lawyer, a doctor, politician, all these people just benefit and just get and people love music. Music is in every music. There's been everything.
It's true.
Every That's single true. Thing, music, and music is a way of life.
But look how the extended right? challenge give people a little entertainment, bro.
But you. Everything per social media, music is being it too.
Yeah. That's a very
music
good point.
Music is being every single thing. Even if it ain't secular music, it's the gospel music. When
True,
you call
music.
Somebody office and they put you up on hold, you're hearing music in the back. Ding, ding, dong, ding, 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 dong. Right?
Yeah, it's true.
When they got the football, the cricket, don't care what kind of sport, music in the background. I went to the swimming thing at the Aquatic Center with our Minister King last year, right? And when the youngsters swimming, they swimming to soccer music, though.
I remember that. I see videos of that. I see what that shows. So that's why we're doing. You see why it's being part of it, it's glad when they get a platform, because these conversations, right, like we need to know how deep music is and how important the culture the industry is. That way these conversations, to me, are imperative, and that way we want the public to hear these things, because when people come with a song, it's just a song, it's a culture, it's an industry, like you said, it's a business, it's your lifeline, it's your livelihood, like you said. So that way these conversations
when
are important.
When I had a job there, to one or two businessmen, right? When they want to record music for them, because I want you to know that when I work with Javier and start recording Javier, I had a sync I borrow people money. You know, it's like, yeah, I borrow people money. I borrow Freddie and Alan their money. Right? And I went to one or two business people in Barbados and told them, look, I want them to invest in recording these songs. I would give them the royalties. Giving us any royalties, it's for 100 years. Because I wanted them to see the business in it, right? And try to invest in it. Because when they invest in it and get the music thing and push the music and product ads and different things, and but they may seeing it, right? They may seeing it. They may seeing some of them don't see the long term thing in the whole thing.
Right. All right, good and, for the paper that. Hold on. So good. Make sure when you email Beijing Singoff Competition at Gmail, or you can WhatsApp me 236-3534, or you can call me 236-3534. Beijing time is almost up. It's almost 6 o'clock. I want to get one quick call for 2 minutes before the show done and one song. So I want to thank you a million, boy. Take up enough of your time, but it's almost an hour gone, and I really, 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 really appreciate what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Yes, buddy.
Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you. Have a good evening, Dwayne. Thanks. Go ahead. All right,
okay. Yes, music is a lot, and it's a lot, and still that's not even like 5%. You know, it was 17,000 shows, but we really appreciate the culture and appreciate the art form. Our music was very, very thing. Music and advertising, even advertising, go on music. Music is the reason why me, you and I can do what we do and know. Music is the reason why we can go on a show like this. You know what I mean? And enjoy it and get stories that I never heard before. It's true music. So everybody, Beijing Sing Off Competition, that's what today is about. The Beijing Sing Off Competition. Beijing Sing Off Competition at gmail.com. Beijing Sing Off Competition at gmail.com. $500 goes to the winner each week. Compliments the National Cultural Foundation, and we got tons of other cash and prizes. Compliments Cost Cap Barbados. I really got to thank Cost Cap Barbados. Thank you, Cost Cap Barbados. All right, Celia will call you just before the show, like 2 minutes before the show.
All right, you stand by. Stand by, Sluggy. I'll come to you in a minute or two, right? Just give me a second here, please, all right?
Hey! Jabe! Bruce! Yeah. Man, you ready?
Yes, we're ready to mash it up. Barbados, Trinidad, New York, worldwide.
When you see me coming down, don't bother me at all. No. This is the fire. Everybody,
that's a big one there from Jabe, simply entitled Flames, Lucky.
Yes, please. Manners. Yes. This season we get a bit deep, but sometimes you have to do that. I just want to tell everybody, continue to be safe, continue to stay at home, and we can get through this together. I'm very appreciative to Starcom Network for allowing me the opportunity to come and talk to people. You know, because normally in my everyday life, don't talk to people. You know what I mean? So I got the opportunity to get and talk to my people. You know, I love it. And I love one for supporting Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Thanks for listening to the bit of education and history and knowledge on music. And of course, you know, you all keep it locked to VLB 92.9. This is Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme every Saturday at 6. Your number one Beijing show on radio on the number one station in the nation. It's yours truly, Sluggy, and my brethren, Mr. Seeley. We can do this again next week, buddy. Have a great, great day. And please, buddy, please be safe.
Thank you, sir. And likewise to you. That's Kevin Sluggy Watson there for you, your host of Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And as he said, you can catch us again next week, Saturday, from 6 in the evening, right here on The Voice of Barbados, 92.9 FM.
Flash up all the